kind of.
They have to fall back on someone who's had read some experience. Very problematic.
You're off again, aren't you? Well, I must know well, about being off. I always feel that.
You're off, that's right.
You know.
Do you agree?
Well, then yeah. Let's argue about
it. I think of a fact, the only thing is the heat. That's it, the night was good. I thought it was any night.
That was okay.
It was too much ventilation, okay. Whether anything can be done ventilation wise, or an electric fan, or what have you, or.
Well, we tried the fan,
not a good thing.
Of course,
we
had.
Nicky?
What did we say? We wanted to know if you could hear in the cabinet all right.
Nicky?
Years ago, but not now.
Well, no.
This is what I mean.
No.
Hold on, Bill.
Hello. Who are you? Hello?
Not very well. Hello, who are you? Hello, what's your name?
Grandpa John.
Grandpa John.
Keep talking.
Yes, I think I know of you. I didn't know you, did I? May not be that, it sounded like it.
It sounded like Ethel to me,
actually.
Yes.
I thought you said that was all.
Oh.
I don't know, I'm sure. I can't help it. You're sitting in a circle.
Yes.
They seem very pleased with what's happening in the circle, although there has been a switch around or change.
Yes.
You're developing, aren't you?
Yes.
And yet you sort of feel as if you're not making much progress, and yet there is progress we're making.
Yes.
And someone here comes to you also, and they call her Edith.
What name?
Edith.
Yes.
She's an aunt.
Yes.
She sends her remembrances to you and says that she's here. And there's also someone here named Stapleton.
Stapleton.
A very unusual name, I think. But yes. There's a Mrs. Stapleton here. And she says she's, Do you know, have you ever heard of a Beresford?
Have I what,
Mickey? Beresford.
Beresford?
Yeah, but it's not a person, it's a road.
Oh. No, I don't remember.
We have a Beresford road, Redding,
haven't we?
I can't recall it, Mickey.
Well, there's someone here named Stapleton saying something to do with Beresford Road. Then if it's to do with you, but she's definitely been coming to these sittings of yours.
Oh. Well, I can't
be calling. No, that's all right, love. I only repeat what I'm told.
Oh, I know you do.
You know, love, and I want you to get something concrete. But I don't mean that. I'm going to get a mixed up with you. Have the concrete mixed up.
Don't mind me, Gilbert.
What else can I do, Bob? The business is in Australia, isn't it?
I know, but it's different.
Eh?
I don't know what to say about this because things depend on him, doesn't it, on Gary?
A lot of things depend on Gary.
Yeah.
It's not Gary, it's Greta, Bob.
What did you say?
It's Greta, not Gary. Gary, it's Greta, not Gary. Can you hear me, dear?
Yes, but it still boils down to the same thing as far as I can see indirectly.
You will help Gary to carry on the business, will you?
This is what I'm on about all the time, I mean.
Yes?
You know he's not altogether a free agent.
He's not, Bob, I know, but he is.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, if he had his way completely, and I mean that he can't please everybody, you know
no.
what I mean?
But he is trying to do his best, Bob.
I know that. I'm not saying he isn't, but I think that, well, of course, obviously, you'll have to go back. You will go back, but I can't avoid the, I can't avoid thinking that there may be some complication there, you know.
Yes, I've got to go back. The solicitor told me that I must go back sometime in a couple of months' time.
Well, yes, but what I'm trying to say, perhaps I'm not putting it very clearly, but I don't want you to be under a false impression. I think that things may turn out all right, and no doubt they will, but I think there could be a little unpleasantness. That's what I'm worrying about.
I know there will be unpleasantness.
This is what I'm concerned about, because I think that, I don't know how to put this. I don't want to say anything unkind about anyone, but as I see it, I think you'll have to face up to the fact that things may not turn out quite the way you anticipate or hope. But I think that you'll be all right. I'm sure you will, but I think there's going to be complications.
Yes, I expect there will be, Bob, but if you guide me, I will do everything I know.
I'm going to do my best, but I can't...
I know you will.
I think she has quite an influence.
It was such a shock to me. You know it was.
I know that.
If only you'd have told me you was ill, we would have got the doctor straight that day.
There's no good worrying about that. Forget it. I don't want to upset you or anyone. Besides, I didn't realise things were as bad.
Are you happy, Bob?
Yes, but I'd be happier if you were. I felt worried about you. I think you've done the right thing, but at the same time, I feel you've got to stand up for yourself.
I know.
I don't know how to say this, but I just think you've got to put both feet down.
I think they will, Bob.
But don't you get on.
You know how it is, don't you?
Well, I do. That's what worries me.
And the children love you, the grandchildren. They all send you their love. And they were always...
I think that you'll have to come to some arrangement. What about the bungalow?
I'm going to... You know Gary's going to have a bungalow built?
I've heard a lot about this bungalow lately. When have they got the plans and everything? When are they starting on that?
They started building, okay. And it should be ready in about 6 weeks' time.
Oh, well, that's all right then, because I've heard so much about this damn bungalow on and off.
Yes.
I think that would be all right when it's all sorted out and finished. But what I'm concerned about is you. What are you going to do?
Well, Gary has promised that I can. Do you remember the plot of land that
yes,
Gary...
I know all about that, but...
Yes, well...
What I'm worrying about, quite frankly, is the influence on him.
Yes. But he will try... Gary is good to me when he's on his own.
Yes, I know all about the on-the-own business, but I only hope for your sake that things work out well. I am sure in a way in the long run they will, but I think there's going to be a few scores.
Yes, I expect there will be.
But you can manage. You've got enough, haven't you?
Yes, I can manage. Money doesn't mean anything to me.
But you can't do much of that. On your side, you can't afford to be too stupid and generous.
No, he's going to give me an allowance, did you know?
I've heard all this, yes, I've heard it, yes. And I'm sure if he has his way, he will.
Yes.
What about the plot of land?
Well, the bungalow is being built. I am going to have the outer house and the bedroom, one of his bedrooms. He's having 5 bedrooms built.
I'd much rather you be separate.
Yes, I would myself too.
Frankly, if you ask me, I don't think this is an arrangement. Going to work.
No, not
that's
really.
You're forcing me to say things I didn't want to say in a way because I don't want you to go there looking for being prepared for trouble, but I think if he had his way then things could work out much better, but I don't think that, well, I don't know.
I know.
Wish you could have your own place. There's nothing like being on your own.
No, but I don't want to live on my own, Bob, without you, do I?
I know that, but the point is that in some respects it's better to be on your own as you are at the moment than have a lot of unpleasantness.
Yes, I won't have arguments, Bob.
No, well, it's going to be jolly hard for you not to.
I know.
She can be very peculiar.
I know she can.
I shouldn't say all this because I wish everyone well, but I think that he's not a free agent.
He's not, Bob.
And that's the point. She doesn't mean perhaps how she says. She says a lot of things that frankly, well.
You know Daniel has gone to college, did you know?
And I think that could be very good. Work out very well.
Yes, he's gone to a very good college.
That's costing a tiny penny.
Yes, that's costing about $450 a quarter.
I know, well, you've got to work hard to get all that, you know.
Yes, well, with your truck he's got a big contract going to Darwin with your 3 trucks.
My 3 trucks?
Yes.
If I'd have lived another 10 years, things could have been much better.
Never mind, it couldn't
as be. As long as you are independent, that's what I'm concerned about, you being financially independent.
You know
not
me.
Not depending too much on others. I mean, you wouldn't like it any more than I would.
No. But you know me, you know I'm independent, Bob.
I know, that's why I say it.
And I will keep well, and everybody will keep well.
What's the matter with him?
And I'm glad you've come to see me, Bob. Have you gone, Bob?
You're flying.
I'm flying, but I don't know when I'm going. When do you think I should go? Bob? Bob.
I can't hear you.
Bob, can you hear me? Bob. He's gone, has he? have you gone, Bob? Mickey?
I don't think he's... Is it your daughter-in-law? I don't...
Yes, it's the daughter-in-law.
Well, I don't know whether I should say this or not to do with me.
Yes, you say.
I think she is a nice person, but... I think that your husband sort of feels that things may not turn out too well in that direction.
That's right. She is a very nice girl. But, and we wouldn't change her for anybody, Nicky. But she just doesn't get on with us.
This is the problem, you see. She thinks she's a cut above you.
Yes, definitely.
Because her husband says she doesn't mean it, but she's a bit of a snob.
Yes, that's right. Yes, she is. But other than that, I...
And they got two kids.
They got four.
Well, what about other two boys?
Three boys and a little girl, Phil.
Well, they only talked about two lads at the moment.
That's Jason and Benjamin.
Now, wait a moment. Don't tell me. Let me tell you. Is there anyone connected with that family who's interested in law?
No, because the eldest boy is only a 13.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, even when you don't understand it. Your husband says something about a lawyer's office. And he says something about signing or... You're going to have some news when you get home. And your husband says there's something in the wind about a solicitor bringing up or signing up a contract for some description.
Yes, that's right. I've got to sign one in Australia.
Because he says you'll have to go to the solicitor's office and you'll have to get this all put down legal and sorted out. He says, know what you're doing, he says, girl, know what you're doing.
Yes, I know. I will have to know what I'm doing.
You don't want to be stupid, you know. You know, sometimes I think, it's not for me to say it, I'm going to say it, of course. I think that, as what intention does everybody may be, and I think they are, I still think you've got to sort of hold on to your own, you know, sort of rights, you know?
Yes, Mickey, I will have to. I'm just one on my own.
Don't let your heart run away with your bleeding head, Matt. I'm sorry. Your head.
No. You can swear, Mickey.
No, but I'll have to be careful.
You can swear, dear.
Evidently, I'll upset one or two gods.
You wouldn't upset me.
No, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. A great big tall bloke standing beside that fellow. Big tall Indian.
Sorry, Mickey, I can't help it.
Well, are you going to Australia at the end of July then?
I can do, I'm not sure when I'm going. I can go when I like, Mickey.
Well, that's something, isn't it? Free agent. Costs a packet, doesn't it?
Does cost a lot, yes.
You must be quite comfortable off then.
I would be better off if my husband was here, dear.
Well, he'd be at work, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I meant, you know.
No, he wouldn't be at work. He'd have people working for him.
Well, he should be working, wouldn't he?
Yes.
No,
yes.
But seriously, jokes apart, I know how you must feel, girl.
Yes,
but
I do.
At the same time, there you are.
Yes.
You know, he must have come here all of a sudden.
He came here the day after Boxing Day. He just didn't wake up in the morning.
He had this condition and his heart gave out. Hold on. Who's this Lou that I'm about all the time?
Lou?
Yeah, Lou.
No.
Yes, love, definitely.
Lou?
Yeah, Lou.
Can you give me more about it, Mickey?
It's a woman, not a man.
Can you give me more
There's
about...
There's a lady they brought forward called Louis or Louise.
Yes, I know a Louise.
And they just brought this Louis or Louis forward and she wants to get in touch. Hold on. Oh, Christ. No, they won't. They're dumb buddies. No,
She's trying to speak to you, hold on.
I'm Louise, you see.
Who are you wanting to speak to, Mickey?
Can you hear me, my dear?
She's that lady and the gentleman.
Well, I don't know. You knew her.
Yes, I know her. I know Louis. Hello, Louis.
How are you?
I'm all right, dear. How are you? Is he all right now? And have you met Christopher?
How are you?
I'm all right, dear, thank you. Have you met your grandson, Christopher?
Yes.
Yes?
My sister.
And my sister.
And her sister. She's met her sister.
Oh, have you? I can't hear you very well, dear.
Your sister died many years before her.
Oh, yes, I know.
Do you remember the Bennett?
No, I don't recall them, dear. Would you know any of other young fellow that comes here also who was in the Air Force?
Well, I knew several, dear.
Oh, that's a help, isn't
yes,
it?
They're in the war.
Yeah, wait a moment. There's a young fellow here who was in the Air Force. His name was Pete.
Pete?
Yeah, hold on, don't worry.
Such a long time ago, Mickey.
Why? You ain't that old?
I am, you know.
Well, so what? You don't look more than about 52, do you?
Oh, my God.
Well, you passed from 55, weren't you? What's age?
Pardon?
I said, what is age?
Well, it's nothing as long as you feel well, isn't it? The idea, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so. You put a case you are, haven't you?
Am I?
Yeah. So when the big silver fella comes to your friend, your boy, quite a big tall boy, about 6'5", I think. Quite a power he has. I think you doubt yourself half the time, though. I think you get things and you think it's your imagination.
Yeah.
I suppose it's natural, really.
I want to get someone that can talk properly and give some evidence. It's no good now. When I got you in here on that one, you know what people like. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. You all right, Douglas?
Wonderfully well, thank you, Mickey. Oh, very comfortable.
Don't cross your feet.
Well, I haven't got my feet cold.
What me and you?
Who's got their feet cold?
By the door.
Not me.
Not me. I've got my legs crossed.
Yeah, you have to leave.
I don't know by the door.
Straight up? Yeah, you might not cross.
What location you want, Mickey?
Mickey.
Michelle.
Me, my book.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mickey, but okay,
too. Nice job, you've got to be, mate.
Yeah.
Sorting out, finding out what's what.
Mickey? Sounds like Ross, isn't it?
Ross.
Sounds like to me, isn't it? Come on, Mickey. Help him, whoever it is. Come on, man. Don't be up, man. Mickey, shut up. I should be in trouble again. Come on, Mickey.
Florrie, yes, I know Florrie. How are you, dear? Thank you.
Mickey?
What the?
So they said white feather. Alice or Alice?
You know Alice or
Alice? No, I don't like.
George Alice.
George Alice, I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who are you, George? Well, we know you're George Alice, but who do you want? Did you know anyone here? Mickey? We're getting nowhere. Find out who's who. I mean, we're getting people that have nothing to do with anyone, at least it seems so. I know Jim that's on Earth. It doesn't have anything to do with him, will it? Do what?
Payne, the Winger and the Chapman, and Michael.
Do what?
I was just getting a list of names for him and then can't wait.
Turn me out of the way temporarily.
I think I know my name, old Mickey, did
hmm.
Yeah, well, it did, isn't it? Yeah.
Good memory.
Another
the name was mentioned last time,
isn't it? No, I don't
know. No. Is it the bloke in there?
I'm the bloke in
the evening
dress.
Yes, why were you in evening dress?
Why were you in evening dress?
Oh, you were.
I just
a very
dark suit, got a white shirt and a dark Nicky followed
in the evening dress. Mm. Did you get a message then or something?
Well, he mentioned my name. He said Michael or Michelle, and he said Michael.
Did he?
I am sometimes referred to as Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Yeah.
Mickey, have you got any relations of the people that are present here today, not all these strange bonds that keep pushing in with bonzos and whatnot? We can well do without the bonzos.
Names involved, Nicky?
Sorry.
I'm sorry?
Leatherhead.
Leatherhead, sorry.
Well, is that where my mother is? Not the fact. Yeah.
done.
Mickey?
What else did you tell me, Nicky? Mickey? 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 You come and talk to us then, Mickey.
Mickey, you're not going, are you? Please, they've come a long way, you know, and waited a long time. Could have perhaps developed for you if he could have got more detail or whatever, couldn't it?
Pardon?
For you, I mean, if you could have got more
yeah.
accurate detail. Don't you know yeah, where your mother is?
No, I remarried and went to live in Leicestershire.
Mind your eyes.
Is there another man at Leatherhead? Leatherhead, sorry. Another...